Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Pastor Dave Koronek, and today's Daily Phil is called Fish Galore. I enjoy fishing, but many times I've come home empty-handed. Several years ago, my wife and I took our daughter's family to a picturesque resort on the shore of Clear Lake in Northern California, well known for its annual largemouth bass fishing tournament. We hired a local fishing guide to take my son-in-law, my grandson, and me out on his boat for a half-day outing. He knew the best spots on the lake and which bait to use, and we followed his advice, and boy, did it pay off. The three of us together reeled in close to 30 fish weighing 3 to 5 pounds each. We kept 2 for dinner and let the rest go free. Our guide was an expert, and his knowledge of the lake made the difference between a bountiful catch and a wasted day. The resurrected Jesus provided a living parable similar to this when he caught up with his disciples at the Sea of Galilee early one morning. Jesus had previously instructed them to go to Galilee and await his arrival. While waiting, the professional fishermen among them decided to take their boats out and fish through the night. They were following their earthly wisdom and techniques. John 21, verses 5 and 6 says that arriving at the shoreline early in the morning, Jesus called out to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" When they responded, "No," Jesus told them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they followed his command, the quantity of the fish they caught was so great they were unable to haul the net back into the boat. As adopted children of the King, we may get a notion of something we feel called to do for God's kingdom. However, it's not uncommon that even when using our best efforts, we see little or no fruit. It's easy to forget that if we want to reap a spiritual harvest, we need to follow the wisdom and timing of the Spirit of God. His ways are not our ways. Old habits and earthly perspectives need to be replaced by trusting in the Holy Spirit. When we allow the Spirit of Jesus to lead our effort, even if we can't understand the when, the why, or the how, it will yield a spiritual harvest. The apostles in the boat needed a reminder that they were just tools in the Master's hand. May you likewise offer yourself as a tool for his use. Whenever and however God may choose to use you, his ways may surprise you, and the spiritual rewards will be great indeed. This is Pastor Dave signing off. May you be blessed and may you be a blessing.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.